Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Happy National Dog Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Celebrate your little pup. Get him something nice. We have our new puppy, Piper, in our house. So we're a dog house again.
Yep.
But apparently Americans have voted and made it very clear. The Labrador Retriever is America's favorite dog. 28th year in a row that this breed has claimed the title, everybody. German Shepherds came in second place, followed by Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, the Standard Bulldog, the Beagle, the Poodle, then the Rottweiler, and then a bunch of other dogs. No Chihuahua on the list, though, huh?
They just yip.
Yeah, right? I'm a big old fan of the mutt.
Yeah.
The mutt's my favorite.
Mine's a mutt, but they got a fancy name for it now. It's a doodle.
Yeah,
a
golden doodle.
Yeah, anything makes
it a mutt.
Poodle.
Yeah.
But now they have fancy names for it. You got snickerdoodle or something. No, not snickerdoodle.
So mine's considered a mutt if she's a chihuahua, a shih tzu, right?
Well, a mix, yeah. Mine's a Chiser Peek-a-Poo because we were so curious what Larry was. We did a doggy DNA test. They're like, it's like $80. It was a little expensive, we were dying to know. And it turns out he's a chihuahua, schnauzer, Pekingese, and two parts poodle. Like a toy poodle and poodle or something like that. So we say Chiser Peek-a-Poo.
Does he still try to kill the girls in the house?
He still growls and snarls at Emily a lot.
Uh-huh. Hopefully it'll get better soon.
But then she'll come another time and pick him up, and he loves on her. So it's, I don't know.
Mine's the opposite, since there's no girls around. He just, Curtis,
everybody
loves girls.
Well, speaking of growling, I fear that that's what the staff at the restaurant we went to yesterday was doing to us.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, man.
Sunday dinner?
Yeah, we went to the pool, the community pool yesterday as a family.
Yeah.
And my wife met these new moms. And so they were off in the corner having mom talk and having a good time.
Okay.
And when we were getting ready to leave, I guess they were talking about food. I guess a lot of the conversation when it comes to moms, they always circle back around to food because you always want to figure out, hey,
what's
good for the family? What's a good restaurant for the kids? Yeah. And these ladies have been telling my wife about this Korean barbecue restaurant.
Oh, yes. I have been to one recently. It was fabulous.
It's the best. I've been trying to get my wife, Kinsey, to go to get Korean barbecue for a long time. But she just says it doesn't strike her, right? Because she's not a big meat eater. And Korean barbecue, it
can be a little exotic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, were you going to one of those traditional places where you cook it on that grill in front of you?
Yep. Oh, yeah. The all-you-can-eat cooking the grill.
Yes.
You pay $25 per person, and then
it's a ton of food.
Get your grub on. Yeah. $12.99 for kids. So we go to the car, and my wife says, hey, let's go get Korean barbecue. And I looked at her, and I said, are you sure? This is a commitment. And she said, yeah. The girls were talking about how great it is. I'm like, I've been trying to get you to go, but you say you don't know about this. Are you sure? I'm doing the husband thing.
Yeah,
I'm clearing everything out. I don't want to be in trouble.
I understand. Check, double check.
Double check?
Yeah.
She said, sure. I was like, all right, cool. Let's go. Got in the car, drove to the Korean barbecue place. As soon as we entered, my wife's eyes went wide.
Wow.
Not what she thought it was.
She saw the grill in the middle of the table, and she goes, well, what's that? And I was like, that's what I was telling you about. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm about to cook your meat.
We're about to do some work, and we're about to get out of here with a big old belly is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Right. So the lady's leading us to our table, and she's just staring at everybody cooking their meat and stuff because there's people there. Walk by a table that's right next to us. What's up, JC? Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for listening to the show. Cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool stuff. There's some Kid Nation members there, so I knew
it's
that was a
great date night. Yeah.
So we sit down, and Kinsey goes to the bathroom. I ordered a beer because they had that Sapporo beer.
Yeah, oh, I love it.
I love that beer, so I have to get me a glass of that.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with the kids, and they're just kind of chilling. And the waiter comes up as Kinsey's returning from the bathroom. And as Kinsey's returning from the bathroom, she looks at me and she goes, we got to go.
We have to go.
But I just ordered a beer.
Yeah. Sapporo.
And I'm like, no.
Kids are having a good time.
The guy's right here. He's waiting for us to order our meat. Look, all the meat.
Yeah, it's a huge menu.
And she sits
different
down,
kinds of meat.
And she's looking at it, and there's a little bit of a language barrier with the waiter, but he's pretty clear, like, hey, this is all you can eat. This is all the meat that we offer. What do you guys want to start off? And then we'll get it going.
Yeah.
And Kinsey goes, I don't eat any of this. And I was like, okay, but I told you. I said, are you sure?
Yeah.
And
it's Korean
so
meat.
So he's just standing there waiting for us to get the meat. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm just going to order some spicy pork, maybe some spicy chicken. Maybe she'll like that.
Yes, this is where you made the mistake.
Right? So I'm thinking.
This is where you made a U-turn.
So I'm looking at the waiter.
She eats chicken.
Yeah, she likes chicken. So I look at the waiter. I'm like, maybe the spicy pork and the spicy chicken, right? That's a good choice. Yeah, and he goes, yeah, that's a great choice. And Kinsey goes, well, I don't know. I just want some soup and salad.
Korean soup. Korean soup and salad.
I'm like, that's not how it works, but it's $25.99 per.
No matter what.
No matter what. So we're not going to pay $25 for your salad and soup. So we're having this couple's argument in front of the waiter who's just standing there. And she goes, can you just come back in a couple minutes? I could tell that at this point he's starting to get a little annoyed by us because we should be ready to go, right? So he goes, sure, and walks away. Mm-hmm. And so we start having the conversation. She goes, we got to go. I said, what do you mean we got to go? We can't go. We sat down. We can't go. That's the walk of shame. That is something I am very afraid of, right?
Yeah.
I worked in a restaurant. We judge those people that did the walk of shame at the restaurant. We can't leave.
Yeah, but they'll never see you again.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, it's true, because sometimes people sit down and realize there's not anything on the menu they want, so don't pay, leave.
So at this point, the table's still pretty clear. I have received my beer, and I said, okay, maybe we're going to figure something out, Kinsey, because I feel weird. I feel bad for this. He got so excited that he's got a customer. And at this point...
They're fine.
At this point, he walks back with a tray. Because they set up Korean barbecue with a bunch of sauces.
You get like 20 bowls.
Garnishes. Yeah, there's all these bowls. He shows up with this tray. And I'm trying to stop him because we're thinking about leaving.
Oh, you're not thinking about it.
Yeah, Kinsey's made the decision.
Unbeknownst to you, you are leaving.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. The guy went back there to set all this up. The prep.
Yeah.
And so Kinsey looks at him and he goes, I don't know if we're ready yet. Can you give us some more time? And he goes, yeah. And I'm thinking he's just going to turn around and that's going to give us a chance to maybe I'll get up and go get the tab. So he goes, yeah. But he turns and he starts unloading this cart for about 5 minutes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Just getting it ready because he's saying, no, you guys are eating. now it's a
you're
battle.
You're eating my meat.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are going to eat. I'm setting all this up. Surely you guys will not leave if I set all this up.
Right.
He's a smart waiter.
Yeah, I get that.
He thinks we're going to be good people and stay.
So how'd it go?
So he sets everything up, and he starts walking away, and Kinsey goes, why'd he do that? And I said, because he wants us to eat, Kinsey.
And I think this is a restaurant.
We're going to have to eat. And she goes, no. And she raises her hand.
She raises her hand like she's in school or something?
She raises her hand like she's in school.
All right.
And
this is a free country, JP.
I know. But I feel so just awkward. I hate confrontations in restaurants. And I see the guy, our waiter, and he comes back. Very kind dude. Comes back, but I can tell he's even more annoyed by us. And he goes, yes. And this is where the man's heart was broken by my wife. Kinsey goes, we would like the tab. And he goes, but you guys didn't eat yet. And she goes, I know. We would like the tab.
Did she make up a lie or some type of story?
Why should you?
No.
I mean,
why
like,
should you have to?
Least, you don't have to, but at least to kind of save some face.
I'm trying to think of a lie. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm sick. Some came up with the family.
Where my kids? I can't eat anything here.
Where are my kids?
She goes, yeah. She goes, I don't eat enough meat to pay all this money.
There you go.
And I'm like, but I do. I eat. I'd like to eat a lot.
Oh,
and he goes,
well.
Okay. And he slowly starts taking the bowls off of the table.
So what did you end up having to pay?
For about $5. So he brings back the tab. Just my beer. $3 because it was happy hour.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there going, I hope I did the right thing because I tipped him $10.
Yeah, at least something was
I tipped him $10. I figured we would have probably eaten about $50 worth of food between the two of us. And that would have been a 20% tip. So I give him $10. And we get up and start walking out.
Hey, JC.
And it's like everybody in the restaurant knows that you made the wrong choice when it came to food because everybody's just giving you the glare like the...
Oh, you're so paranoid.
I know.
JC, you forget your wallet?
Yeah, everybody's just staring at you like while they're eating their delicious-looking Korean barbecue, just staring at us walking out. And as we're walking out, my daughter stops by this table and goes, my mommy didn't want to eat here, guys.
So what'd y'all eat?
I think we got payway, I think.
Compromise.
Yeah. Compromise, and we just got something that you order and you get.
That's a North Korean restaurant. They could have shot y'all.
Oh, man. It's so bare. No, that's
that
South Korean.
Dark. Ow.
Man. It's just one of those where you don't want to go to a restaurant and be the one that does the walk. And Kelly, I know you worked in the restaurant industry.
It happened. I would have people sit at my table, and then I'd come back with their teas and waters. They were gone.
Yep.
You just decide this isn't really what I hadn't had a taste for.
I've done it, yeah.
But when it comes
happens, you're like, oh well, you're disappointed for a half second, but there's another table coming.
He turned off the grill. Like, as soon as we said, I think we're going, he just reaches under the table and turns it off.
Somebody else is coming.
You need to go with a boyfriend and I. That was our second date. He took me to that restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, it was so fun, and he cooked all the meat, so I just got to sit there. It was great. I just got fed meat. So
I'm going to need to find some Korean barbecue peeps to go with me. Apparently, Kenzie's not into it.
Sorry, JC.
Yeah.
You double checked with her.
I said, are you sure, twice.
Well, she didn't know she's picky. She got there.
She's very picky. I have a very picky eater for a wife. That's why I was excited when she said, let's go get Korean barbecue.
You got to do a guy's night.
Good thing you did.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I mean, all the times we've had sushi and gone out, you know, especially, JC, when we lived close together and that was the thing.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I know everyone eats sushi a lot, but that was very trendy at the time that we would go out for sushi all the time and Kenzie would just get California rolls every time.
I still do that to this day.
I know, but she
claims, love them.
Kenzie called herself a sushi connoisseur.
Good thing y'all didn't want to get chicken burgers because apparently Popeyes and Chick-fil-A are having this big battle and all of them are out of chicken sandwiches.
I know, man.
Really?
There's a manager at this Popeyes restaurant that's like, guys, stop with the sandwich. We can't do it. The traffic's bad. There's accidents happening.
Wow.
Great PR plays for all of them.
For both of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're crushing it right
intentional.
Now.
Intentional.
That's what we should have gotten, but I think they were sold out, everyone. Oh, thanks for everybody that wants to go eat some Korean barbecue with me.
We've got dates for days.
Appreciate you, Kid Nation. Stay on that text because let's do some Petty Monday right now.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty all the time.
All right, Kid Nation, if you've been petty lately and we're looking for the funny petty, not criminal petty, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got one here from the text. It says, hey, guys, my sister-in-law had a baby yesterday, and she sent everyone a message that took like 20 minutes to read about 2 weeks ago with rules about how we can't do certain things when the baby is here. No smells on your person. No touching her hands and face. Don't be sniffling. So my husband, as soon as we walked in to meet her, licked her face.
My man.
We have not been allowed to see her ever since. Hashtag Petty Monday. That's a husband right there. Tell me what I'm going to do to a baby right there. All right, Kid Nation, have you been petty? We'll hear all about it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give me a T. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty all the time.
All right, Kid Nation, this is where you can share your petty with the world at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, you can either call the show or text us. If you do text, make sure you hashtag Petty Monday so we can find it easier. Or go ahead and slide into the DMs at Kid Nation on Instagram or Twitter. That's where Anna is looking for those petty messages from you, Kid Nation. Got a bunch here on the text from you. From the text, it says, I work out in the oil field, and I was cut off by a truck driving down the road. About 10 minutes later, I pulled into a truck stop, and I see the same truck with the driver sleeping in the front seat. So I parked next to him, walked inside, and sat down to eat. Every 30 seconds or so, I would push the lock button on my key fob, which would cause the horn on my truck to honk, waking him up every single time. When I finished eating, I walked out to my truck, and as I was about to get into it, he rolled down his window. I was expected to get yelled at, but he just said, well played, sir. Hashtag Petty Monday. Yeah, everybody can, you know, if you do a good petty towards me, I'll give you an applause.
You have to acknowledge.
You have to acknowledge a good petty. My coworker made me mad, and he left his computer open, so I switched his mouse from left-handed to right-handed. So every time he clicked, the little menu popped up instead of the actual thing he was trying to click.
Wow.
Hashtag Petty Monday. That's a good one.
I didn't know you could do that. That
would freak me out.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that either, but...
Now we know.
Now
just
we
the
know.
Opposite scroll freaks me out. You know, sometimes people have when you slide down, it goes up.
Yeah.
The screen.
Yeah.
It's just reverse. Yeah.
On accident.
That's also where you can, if you want to do something petty to someone, change the shortcut on a word and on their phone. So you can change and. Everybody uses and in a text. But you could put and. I tooted in front of the whole place. And it'll write that every single time.
Yeah.
Don't be putting ideas in people's heads.
I did that to my wife once. It was awesome.
I remember that. That was
remember
good.
That? What's my phone keep saying? I did this. I forgot exactly. Oh, my boob exploded. Remember? That's what I wrote.
My boob exploded.
Yeah, I put and then I changed it. When she put and, it would fill in, my boob exploded.
So that was so good. That was, she was so upset. It was such a funny petty.
I went to the mall, and my boob exploded eating ice cream. And her mom freaked out. Her mom called me. She's like, is Kinsey okay? Her boob exploded. I was like, no, everything's fine. What's up, Amber?
Hi, how are you?
Doing excellent. We want to hear about your petty Monday. What'd you do?
When I found out my husband was having an affair, I took his truck and put a title worm on it and let it get repoed 3 months later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't cheat on your girl.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah, 20-year marriage, been on the drain, but I got it back.
You know what? That's a good level of petty right there. He deserved that. I ain't even mad at you for that. Well done, Amber. Repoed his truck.
Wow. You know what they say about a woman scorned.
Hey. I noticed.
Uh-huh. From the text, my mom sends my kids back to school packages every year. They're always full of fun school supplies, candy, and homemade cookies. The day we got the packages, those little monsters were not listening to me, being all disrespectful, driving me crazy. So I ate all their cookies. All of them.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag so delish. Hashtag no regrets. Hashtag petty Monday.
Eesh.
Little monsters.
Little monsters. Yeah, they can be little monsters. She is correct. What's up, Brianna?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. So this involves your boyfriend, huh?
Yeah, we went to the beach this weekend for the night with our family. And he got so drunk that he passed out in my car and somehow cut the alarm on himself. And I left him out there. But at 4 o'clock in the morning, the alarm started going off because he kept trying to get out the car.
Oh, so he was in with the alarm on.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It probably took him about 4 or 5 times to get out.
Aw.
Did he make it up to you at least?
He usually does.
Okay. Yeah, he still got time.
Yeah.
Still. Passed out in the car. You got some from Instagram, Anna?
Yeah. Brittany said, someone at work yelled at me in front of our entire staff during my first week. So I've been stealing a different pen of hers every day for 2 weeks, and she doesn't know why they keep disappearing. Hashtag Petty Monday.
That's cute.
That's nice,
harmless.
Petty.
Office Petty.
I gotta say, I'm disturbed by how many of y'all nair people. That scares me
so much.
You putting nair in people's shampoo.
Yeah, don't do that. That could be devastating.
That's
someone.
Mean. Oh,
that could also be
illegal.
Legal, yeah.
Right?
Issues, for sure.
Let's stick with the office petty.
Yeah.
From the text here. Hey, guys. I'm in charge of printing the weekly reports for my boss on the printer that smears the ink because my boss refuses to purchase a new one. Hashtag Petty Monday. The smeary copy machine.
Hi. How else is he going to get it?
Exactly. Why is it all smeared? Buy a new one, boss. What's up, Tori?
All right. Every time me and my
husband.
Uh-oh. Your phone's being cut. Oh, no.
Tori, I'm sorry. We lost you.
Call back. Sorry.
Oh, that stinks.
I could read the tidbit of it. Yeah, Tori wanted to tell us that she threatens to throw away all of her husband's right shoes when they get into a fight.
Just the right foot.
Yeah, because that makes it useless.
Yeah.
And you'll waste a lot of time looking for the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Tracy?
Oh, wow. I love you guys.
Love you.
So you're being petty towards your husband as well.
I am. So he's a very loud snorer. And last night, I couldn't sleep, and I didn't want to wake him up. But I was so mad because I'll be sleeping this morning. His biggest pet peeve is when I fold his laundry, he wants all of his socks completely matched up and folded over. So since I couldn't sleep last night, I went into his sock drawer and I sat there and I unfolded all of his socks and mismatched them. So he went to work this morning with mismatched socks. Oh.
And probably didn't even notice when he got there because he's so used to it being
right. And it'll wreck his day too. He's like, dang it.
But he can't help it.
Do something about it.
John has some pettiness towards his son. Hi, John.
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, man?
Morning, buddy.
My petty thing is my son always leaves the pantry door open, always. And just, I guess, the older you get, little things like that bother you. So I took the bolts off the hinges, closed the door. So last night, when he went out to get up at, 12 o'clock to get a snack, the door just comes flying off the hinges, and I just hear, "Oh no!" And so I was in bed, just rolled over with a big smile on my face.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, the booby trap.
That's good.
I'm going to steal that petty jar.
Oh, the booby trap.
I like that one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I love doing that. From the text. Hi, guys. My 80-year-old grandfather marks all the junk mail with return to sender and puts it back in the mailbox. Hashtag Petty
yeah,
Monday.
That's very really annoying. Common.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's common.
Can you once stop receiving those? Can you put unsubscribe?
I think there
was a service back in the day. I don't know if it still exists where you could get off of junk mail list, but I'm not sure.
Love that he takes the time to write return to sender.
Hey, makes him feel like he's accomplishing something.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, it's going, you know. Just trying to get to work in this weather.
All right.
You're being petty to someone who's very famous right now because of the marketing campaigns going on.
Oh, yeah. It was Friday, I ordered some Popeyes and got home and realized that I pretty much only got my sides and no chicken.
Oh, no.
So the next day, I tried to call them about 15 times that night, but they were so busy because of these sandwiches.
Yep.
Well, apparently, yeah. Okay. So then Saturday, all day, I made it my mission to troll every single post on Facebook that had anything to do with Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A or anything. And I probably got tagged in, I don't know, 10 different posts regarding Popeyes chicken sandwiches and salmonella outbreaks and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, no.
Man, you went all in.
Yeah.
I just, like, snorted snot out of my mouth. Oh, man.
You want her sandwich.
Yeah.
Don't mess with
I'd be too scared that they'd be hitting
me. Yeah.
Hey, I hear you're doing this.
I don't know if I'd recommend that.
No.
Very petty.
Stick to the stealing a pen.
Hi, Tab.
Hello.
Tabby.
Hello.
How you doing?
Is you?
Hey, how are you?
Doing awesome. What's your petty?
My petty is my high schooler. She makes us late almost every morning because she refuses to pack her lunch at night. So last night she fell asleep and I packed her lunch and I put all peanut butter granola bars in it because she hates them.
I love peanut butter granola bars.
She hates them, and that's what she's having.
Petty. Speaking of being petty with food, Brittany wrote us and said, my husband promised he was going to help me put the groceries up, but when I got home, he didn't. So I accidentally forgot to put his ice cream bars in the freezer, and he didn't go back in the kitchen until it was too late. Rest in peace. Yeah, you got to help your wife if you promise you're going to do it.
There's nothing like warm ice cream soup.
And you can't put it back into the...
No.
It's not the same. It's
not
going to
work. Not going to work.
Yeah, it's over. Hi, Samantha.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Are you all right?
She's being petty. That's what's going on. So what are you doing?
No, I'm good. I just was on hold. But anyway, I have a 72-year-old grandmother who lives with me. And so I drive her around every now and then. And she has, like, a Taurus or something. So, you know, the roads, like, have natural potholes and stuff. So I'll try not to hit them that hard. But every time I hit them, she, like, throwing her body all around as if we just... whatever. So when we drive my husband's lifted Chevy, I will go faster and hit the potholes on purpose and give her a reason to shake and move.
Dramatic grandma.
Dramatic grandma. You need to put
she's so dramatic. And my husband, you know, nobody was believing me.
Yeah.
So my husband was actually driving the Chevy one day, and I told him to do it just to see what would happen, and he almost died laughing. It was hilarious, because she's so dramatic.
You guys need to put one of those cameras in your car and then post it. You guys will probably go viral with your dramatic grandma.
Seriously.
All right,
you guys have a good day.
You too. Hey, Samantha. Dramatic grandma. That's my mother-in-law.
Really?
She's dramatic in the car.
Really?
I mean, I'll put my turn signal on and she'll grip the... I'm just switching.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just switching.
The arms out.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
No, just a lane change.
That's going to be me for sure. Yeah. I'm already starting those habits.
I started noticing that, so I would run a yellow light just to see what she does.
Step on the imaginary brake on the passenger side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or I'll just throw it around the... just in case.
Yeah.
What's up, Ronnie? Oh, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. You're being very petty to your husband, but helping out.
Yes, yeah, so whenever he decides that he rather do something else than go to church with us, I will increase our tithings. I'll write the check bigger than what I usually do.
Yeah.
Give it to God.
A little 12%.
You're going to pay for not going to church, sir. That's what's up.
Oh, sure. Another percent there.
Yeah, buddy.
That's what, how I look at it. Mm-hmm. Right. I have to pay extra for his soul.
I got to pay extra for his soul. Thank you for your call. Bonnie, have a wonderful day. Thank you for giving to the church every week, because I'm sure your husband misses quite a bit. And if we missed your petty, make sure you hang on to that, Kid Nation, on the text, on the calls. We'll get to it again next week. Hopefully. We do have Love Letters to Kelly coming up as well in the Showbiz Top 5, so make sure you stick around, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al, I'm being told by the phone screeners that you have a caller on the line that you requested.
Yeah, I got a friend that wanted to be a part of Petty Monday.
Okay.
So, hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, this better be a dang...
It's a girl?
I know a girl.
You got a girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend.
I got excited.
At least not yet.
Okay.
Hello, are you single, girl?
I'm not single. I'm married.
Dang it!
I figured Big Al would try to get the phone number of a married woman.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right. This is Macy, y'all, from T-Mom.
Oh, it's Macy. Book out.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, Al, I'm glad you remembered
her. How are y'all doing?
Doing awesome. Big fan. I've been watching you grow up since you were a teen mom.
Oh, my gosh. He's not even joking.
Right?
He's been the number one fan of your show on our show since it started.
Oh, yeah.
And teen moms have always had a special place in my heart.
Of course, Al. You created a few.
So, that's awesome.
So tell us your Petty Monday story.
Okay, so I've called in a few times on Petty Monday, and I've never been able to get through. So my oldest son, Bentley,
yeah.
You know, he plays Fortnite and all that high stuff that all the kids do these days. And you too, JC, right? You play Fortnite?
Of course I play Fortnite, yeah.
So I do his laundry, you know, like all my kids. Wash them, fold them, and I put them in a pile. And I ask him nicely to take them up to his room, put them up. I'm like, that's the only thing you got to do. I do your laundry for you. It could be easy. Every day I would go up there, and the pile would still be sitting there. And it was like pile after pile after pile. So I give him another chance. I'm like, hey, man, I've been telling you to put your laundry up. Still won't do it. So one day while he's gone to school, I decided that instead of just taking the pile up to his room, I was going to take every pile of clean laundry that he had, folded all of it, and threw it, like, all over his TV, all over his PlayStation, all over everything. Like, he couldn't find anything. He gets off the school bus that day and goes upstairs, and he's like, Mom, what happened to my room? I'm like, this is what happens when you don't put your laundry up.
Petty Mom.
He's like, that's how you got me.
Did he finally clean up? Did Bentley finally clean up all his clothes?
He did that once, yeah.
Forget.
I was going to say, how long did that last?
Yeah, it's never ending.
Right.
Oh, no. It lasted maybe a week. He's much better about it now, but it takes a couple piles, and I'm like, do you want me to destroy your room again?
Right.
I'm gonna go clean this clothes up.
Well, Macy, you know that when he gets married, that'll be his wife's problem eventually, and you'll be clean.
Oh, for sure. Well, I'll have to tell her how to be petty.
Right.
Well,
right.
Macy, now that you have the hotline number, so you don't need to call the regular line. You can get through anytime you want.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I'll let part-time Justin and Nick know. Macy calls, okay. She's through every time.
Carte blanche.
Yeah, you got the red carpet treatment now on the show, Macy.
I'm a real VIP now.
Yeah.
Bentley's going to be pumped.
Was that your first Chattanooga Lookouts game where I met you a couple weeks ago?
Oh, no. We go to Lookouts games all the time. We always go to opening day, and then we take the kids like 5 or 6 times through the season at least.
Oh,
they're so much fun.
Yeah, it was real fun.
Her first game, Al. Sorry.
that's cool.
Were you proud of Big Al's first pitch, Macy?
Honestly, we got there after the first pitch, and we're watching the game, and he was up on like on top of the dugout, and Bentley looks at me. He's like, "Mom, that's Big Al Mack." Oh. I'm like, "What?" He's like, "That's Big Al Mack from the morning show we listened to." I was like, "Oh my gosh, you're not kidding." He's like, "Let's go down there. I want to meet him. I want to meet him." So that's when we went down and met Big Al, but yeah. He apparently was so excited.
Wow, celebrity kids like you, Big Al.
If I had known, I would have got on him for not folding his clothes.
Yeah, you should have. Well, Macy, it's so good to talk to you on the phone. I know Al's the only one that's met you, but maybe you guys could pay us a visit, and then we'll show you around the studio and stuff.
We'd love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That'd be so cool. Definitely. Right. My husband's family's from Fort Worth, so
we're
out there at least a few times a year or so.
Well,
we definitely make a trip.
Come on down then, Macy.
Be happy
All
to
right,
have you.
All right, we will.
All right.
It'd be great.
Great talking with you. Thank you for being part of Petty Monday this morning.
Yep, huge fan, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, love you.
Alrighty.
Bye.
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 That was cool, Al.
Cool, huh?
Look at you booking cool guests.
Look at me booking cool guests. That's one in 20 years.
You did it. You finally did it. You paid off.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Just got a text from my wife. It said, OMG. So cool. Macy.
Yeah, y'all are huge fans. It's not a joke.
I know, yeah. We watch the show big time. Got a couple tidbit news stories here for everyone.
Come on.
This is very scary if you're afraid of spiders like I am. I want to get rid of my fear of spiders, but this is not helping. A woman in Missouri recently went to the doctor because she thought she had water in her ear. A lot of us feel that way because we've been swimming, going to the lake.
I don't like this story.
She's like crazy in there.
Yeah, she's like, man, I feel it in there, right? You just can't get it out.
Finger in there trying to get that itch.
Uh-huh. Well, the doctor discovered that a very venomous spider was living in there. Fortunately, it never bit her, and the doctors were able to remove it safely and set it free into the wild.
She's very lucky.
It was, Jen, I think you were bitten by this, the brown recluse.
Brown recluse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got bit by a brown recluse once.
Did it make your skin...
It gives you a mosquito, it looks like a mosquito bite, but it has a brown dot in the middle. And then over time, if it goes untreated, it can start rotting away your skin.
Ew.
So I noticed it right away I got it. Yeah, because mine was real swollen.
How lucky was she that she was not
right?
I mean, it was inside of her ear and never bit her. Lucky. I don't know if this guy's related to Big Al Mack. You guys tell me. A guy in Illinois said he was the victim of a drive-by shooting. Has admitted that he shot himself in the foot. He just wanted attention.
Aw. I got grazed by a BB gun.
Allegedly.
That's what we determined.
I did get grazed. There's actually a story, I think it's here local, a police recruit shot himself, faked.
The sniper thing?
Yeah, a sniper shot him, but he didn't get shot, but he wasn't doing well in, like, the police academy. I'm sorry that I'm butchering part of the story.
Yeah, sheriff, a deputy in L.A. said he was shot by a sniper, has admitted that he made it up.
Yeah, he's made up the whole thing.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? You wanted to go that far? And this one, this is scary, too. Rescuers in Oregon saved a woman in a rural area who had been trapped in her own septic tank for 2 to 3 days. And she lived. Poor woman. 2 to 3 days, guys.
How could you ever get past that?
Right?
You can't.
Every once in a while, you walk down the street and you get it.
Yeah.
They finally rescued her, and she's like, sarcastically, tanks a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with down in the dumps.
Another edition of Tidbit News.
Good too.
Feeling very down in the dumps.
Good one too.
She'll always be number two, you know? That's too much.
One too many.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we get to love letters to Kelly, a text from Kid Nation members. We already gave a little shout-out earlier on in the show, but we'll do it again because these boys deserve it.
Sure.
Can you shout-out East Bank Little League / Team Southwest, Little League World Series champions from River Ridge, Louisiana, big fans of the show? Well done.
Yeah, buddy.
Who they beat Curacao, right?
They beat Curacao in the Little League World Series. So I guess all of them aren't necessarily from that city, but they pick from the best
all-stars.
From the area. Yeah.
Yeah, all-stars. Right?
Yeah. So very cool.
It's cool when you make the all-star team in your little league.
Absolutely, league,
and
then, man.
And you guys get it that far.
You go, Louisiana.
Well done.
Have a parade for them, I bet.
Oh, you have
any excuse to have a parade in Louisiana.
Well, they're world champions.
Yes.
They are the best little league team
in the world.
Seriously, world.
So you got to have a parade for that.
Of course you do.
Yep.
And teachers, just want to remind you, we got something for you now. because we did the Ultimate Lunchbox last week. So if you're a teacher and you want to supply your classroom with the best tools for back to school, we teamed up with Pilot Pen to make sure that 8 deserving teachers have everything they need to make this school year the most successful one yet. So here's what you get, winning teachers. You'll receive a G2 Overachievers prize pack, including Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens and a $500 Visa cash gift card. And if you want to enter, teachers, just go to KidNation.com. Tell us how you would use that $500 in your classroom to inspire the next generation of overachievers. Over the next 2 months, 2 teachers will be chosen each week. So get on over to KidNation.com.
My favorite pens.
I'm telling you, Kelly.
I love you, Pilot.
They're the best. Got mine right here.
Which one are those?
These are the brilliant erasable color ones.
Oh,
Pilot.
Wait. So fun.
And
one of those.
Justin, I think, always steals mine because they're so cool.
You think?
So I always got to get a new pen.
Why you got to point the finger at Justin?
Because he's the one that I always see coming in here with my pen.
Because he like, has it on his mouth.
It's on his mouth. All right, let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So my husband of over 4 years recently said he was done. He doesn't want to be with me, but he still needs me. He won't move out, so we're still in the same house. I recently found out in the last 7 days of him being done, he has done laundry with 3 other girls.
Oh, my.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
One of whom was a friend.
Oh, my.
Whoa, boy.
He says she pressured him into it,
right.
And he's disgusted by it.
Right.
And the other two were out of anger and to make sure we were done. He said they all happened when he was drunk. Is it weird that I want for us to move past this, but all I can think about is him being with other girls? Am I wrong for trying to work out our marriage, Ray?
Yes, you're wrong for trying to work out his marriage.
He's showing you.
This is disgusting behavior, and you're tolerating it. Think more of yourself than that.
That's very true.
Don't settle for that. She pressured him, and he was drunk, so it wasn't his fault, and he was just angry and trying to make sure.
Y'all do have a way of pressuring us, Kelly.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Three in 7 days?
Yeah.
Please.
That takes a little more effort from the man.
It's a lot of pressure.
You know?
That was a lot of pressure.
You have every right to, but you don't want to.
I'm sorry.
Me to tell you that marriage is worth the fight? What are you fighting for?
No,
I would be so beyond done, and he would not be in that home with me.
No, you can put him out.
I would take legal measures to make sure that man was not under my roof the way he's behaving.
Bye, Felipe.
Right.
Get out of here.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband is an amazing husband and father, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, no.
But he has a serious addiction to Fortnite. We have 3 kids under 2.5, including twin babies. I'm home all day long with them, but try my hardest not to turn the kids over to him when he gets home. I believe we both deserve a little downtime, but he will log on as I'm doing the dishes or laundry, and he'll come to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, oblivious to everything I accomplished. What's worse is the fact that I'm a light sleeper, and he often wakes up the babies as well. I've talked to him about this, and no change. I used to be petty and scheduled expensive massages on the weekends, forcing him to handle everything alone, but that didn't change anything. Kelly, what else can I do? The ironic thing is, he says he doesn't want our boys playing video games. Allison.
Well, he's addicted. He's got a serious addiction, and it's not funny. I mean, people can laugh at it, but that's a serious problem. Does he need a video game intervention?
I think so.
I mean, do you need to stage that with family and friends? Because this is serious.
I think so.
And this is destroying the framework of your marriage. And if you don't do something soon, it's not going to get better. And a lot of times people realize it's a bad thing. He doesn't want his children to follow in his footsteps, but they can't make themselves stop.
What is?
So, I mean, you might have to go so far, as ridiculous as it may sound to some people, as to stage an intervention for him.
A&E could definitely do an episode on this because, yes, video games, you feel
for sure.
And you almost have to tell you, and look, I play video games. I've been a gamer my whole life.
If you can't have a healthy, I'll take one, you know what, if a man wants to come home from work after he's been working all day, granted.
For an hour, boom.
Women, you've been at home raising those babies, you're exhausted too. But if he's going to take an hour every day just to decompress, just let me have a minute, an hour, I would say let him have that. This has gone beyond that 1 hour he needs just to chill and do what he wants to do. So I wouldn't say no to an intervention.
Can she, I'll ask you, Kelly, and you too, JC, at the same time, can she take the game and put it somewhere?
I'll try that and see what happens. You'll see.
He might not respond well to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Real quick.
Back. They're, You know how he would respond, and she probably already knows how he would respond, especially if he... Dude, he's staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning every day. That means he cannot get off.
Yeah.
And that's when you know you have a problem.
Shout out.
Yeah, she could, like, you know, but he's not a child. You can't put him in time out and take away video games.
Yeah.
I mean, she could throw it all away and have to deal with the consequences. Ooh.
It definitely
just... not still dealing with the problem.
Counseling, I guess, would be the best bet, because she's talked to him.
He has to. They say if anything interferes with your ability to function... like a normal person with your work or life, then it's a problem.
You should be able to set a timer, and when the timer goes off, you should be able to get off and
you
be okay.
You should be.
You should be able to.
Some people truly can't. They are truly addicted.
Addicted. And he can get there. He just needs the help.
All right.
Ah, that's tough.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just not an affectionate type of person. I used to be. And then I was in multiple relationships where if I showed any type of affection or anything, I would literally get hit in the face. So it changed me.
Literally get hit in the face?
That's what he says. And now before I get into a relationship with someone, if we are talking somewhat affectionate, I have to stop myself because of stress and anxiety. What do I do? How do I fix this before it ruins everything? That's from Pablo.
Well, you need to have some probably counseling on that. But with these women...
Just dating the wrong chicks.
You talk to him and say, look, I maybe you need to just make it known that you've had serious issues in the past where a woman reacted violently to your displays of affection. And, you know, some people think it's kind of cute and charming when a man says, is it all right if I kiss you? And the woman's like, oh, you didn't have to ask. But maybe that's what you need is permission to go there. And once she gives it, you'll feel more comfortable instead of just going for it.
But he shouldn't change himself, though, should he?
Well, right, but if you've been truly, it's like if every time you reach for something and your hand gets slapped, eventually you stop reaching for it.
Yeah.
So I guess that's one way to address it. Maybe a little bit of therapy, or maybe just with the woman that you're attracted to, say, is it okay if I, would you mind if I hold your hand?
I'm touchy.
Would you mind if I walk you to your door? Would you mind if I give you a kiss goodnight?
I'm touchy-feely.
Those just kind of things.
With that.
And maybe just baby steps, you'll get past that.
Okay. Sorry, Pablo. I mean, there you go, Pablo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Start small. Don't go big. Don't go for the tongue down the throat. Baby steps.
How about not asking but going, man, I really want to kiss you right now. Is that okay or is that too pushy?
No.
That would be okay, right?
Yeah.
That way it's not you don't feel as weak by saying, man.
Yeah, is it all right if I kiss you?
What about a nice little wet willy, like right there at dinner? Like,
that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Dude, I cannot stand.
That's not funny. That's so gross.
I think I would punch you if you gave me a wet willy.
I would too. I don't.
I hate
not
that.
Funny.
There was a dude at my school that always gave wet willy. I hated that dude.
Oh, it's so vile.
Was his name Pablo?
It wasn't Pablo.
I think Big Al, probably. He thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Wet willies are the most disgusting. Yeah. I think that you should be charged with assault.
Right?
If you did it.
I mean, I'm an affectionate, touchy, feely person, but I haven't done that.
Fullest extent of the law.
Yeah. Lock them up. 25 years plus.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I feel like Jenna and JC may also be able to help with my letter.
Okay, but not Big Al.
You'll see why. So, Al, set this one out.
You want to go to the deli or something?
Yeah, I'm me.
Right.
I am a 29-year-old guy who's been single and independent for over 3 years until recently. I'm American-born and raised, and my new boyfriend of a little over a month now is Mexican-born and raised,
Shout
but
out.
Lives in the States. Things are going so perfect, and we make an amazing match in so many ways, but I do not know if this is a cultural difference or personal, but he gets bothered by extremely small things that I normally wouldn't even notice. Examples such as me eating very quickly and not going at the same pace as him. Also, he's very affectionate in public, and unfortunately, in this time, still, it's not safe for us to be that way in a lot of places. I feel badly that I'd pull away from him in public, but I've explained this to him, and his feelings still get hurt. He also notices microscopic things and says, we need to have a serious talk. And I'm just sitting there going along with it, and I make up with him, and everything's okay. But in my head, I'm like, wow, this was a serious thing we needed to talk about? Am I doing something wrong? Is there something I should be doing different? Many things that bother him are things that none of my exes have complained of or things I normally wouldn't pay much mind to. Is it because he's Mexican? Please help. CW.
Well, if you ask me,
Al,
CW.
He didn't ask you.
Al,
sit out.
She said, Jenna, JC, and
I'm
Kelly.
I'm a little offended, C-Dub.
Well, we have a Mexican. I'm dating a Mexican, and Kelly's the love expert.
Who's dating more Mexican people than me?
Me.
In this room. No.
We're talking about successfully.
I'm in a relationship dating. With myself since I was born.
Right. Some of these things, maybe culturally taking time over a meal, maybe that's a cultural thing. But nitpicking other little things, that might just be a personality quirk. What do you think, JC?
See, I remember being jealous when I started dating my wife, Kinsey. But I think it was more because I was 19 and I didn't feel like I deserved her.
You don't think that was necessarily a cultural thing? That was just a man, immature man.
And a lot of people said it was a cultural thing just because I'm Mexican and it's a macho. No, I just think I just honestly was, I wasn't mature enough for a relationship at the time, you know? But I don't know. Jenna, what do you feel?
Let me talk about the things I do know from experience.
Okay.
I do think Latins are very passionate in a great way, and then it can also bleed over into, you know, I mean, at least in my experience, you know, they're passionate. For me, I can only really address the PDA. When I started dating my boyfriend, that's also a Latin or even just Mexican stereotype, that they're very affectionate.
We like to make out in public.
That was hard for me because I realized I am affectionate in private, but the PDA really bothered me at first. And now I've gotten used to it because I told myself, get over it, right? Like, you can either have a man that's not affectionate at all or you can have one that's overly. I'll take the overly over the, you know, the not. But I think some of that to just him.
His personality.
Right? Like, babe.
Yeah. I tried. He got so mad at me because I'd be like, can I have like one kiss in public, not 30?
What about if he gave you a big old wet willy?
I would have never dated. I would have never gone out with him again. He didn't do that. His PDA is great.
You say wet willy in Spanish, in Espanol.
Willy mojado.
Willy.
Willy mojado?
How about a Willy mojado, baby?
Willy mojado.
How about a Willy mojado? Hey.
Sounds better.
It actually sounds
like something I want.
Yeah. Oh, you say it in Spanish.
¿Te puedo dar un Willy mojado?
See? I want one. Whatever that is, I want it.
You can have a Willy mojado.
Sounds tasty.
Yeah, it sounds like a good drink.
Yeah.
Hey, give me two Willy Mojados, please.
A little salt on the rim.
Of course. Whatever you want, guys.
Yeah.
That's doable.
Willy Mojado.
Yeah, we should change the name of Wet Willy's to Willy Mojado.
Yeah.
I guess no matter what little differences you have, culturally or otherwise, you figure out a way to make it work. And there's a happy compromise to, like Jenna said, the overly.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to kind of give in a little.
He
has to be willing to give in a little.
Yes.
It'll tone down. The longer you guys are together.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it takes time.
Right.
You'd be not speaking in restaurants before you know it.
Yeah.
Sitting on your phone.
Right.
You'll be there with everybody else. It'll be all good. All right. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you write us at kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. Now, this Wednesday is Kids Day, so I think we're going to push love letters this week to Friday.
Okay, that's fine.
That's okay.
That works.
We'll dedicate the Wednesday to the kids and raise the money for our charity. By the way, if you want to check out the website and get started on some donations, you can always go hit up kidskids.org. And you can see the pictures. You can start donating now if you want. But Wednesday's the big day. And again, kidnation.com. So write our love expert.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.